Okay, it's 6 o'clock. I'm gonna call a meeting to order. I think our first order of business is the pledge allegiance. A pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands my nation under God and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Looks like we have a quorum. At the moment, we have a Sue's absent, Miss Ada, who's out of the country on business. And hopefully our new ex-officio member will join us shortly. It's the new duo. I hope I don't help now. Duo?
Hello.
I'm gonna get that done now. So, we'll see what happens. And with the, we don't really have any announcements for the mirror. So the consent calendar is the approval of our minutes for the last meeting. Hopefully you've got a chance to review those. And is there any corrections or additions to the minutes?
I understand.
Okay.
Motion approved.
Somebody make a motion or not?
I'll second it.
Motion from Keith and second from Jenny. All of the day was approved in minutes. So May 21st.
Aye.
Aye.
So that's 6-0-1. Hold on for a second. All right, so our first reports then are a couple things that we need to move around a bit. The chief would like to be here for the presentation on the AI topic, and she's tied up in a closed session with council still, so we'll refer that to later if necessary, and move up our review of the annual report to get that picked up. And then the other item is the IPA report. I know Jeff is also out of the country, but this is a reason. So Jeff and Denise was going to be covering for him, and she's got a personal work to be in. Specs didn't be able to join us a little later, so we'll push that back to when she's available. So that leaves us then with the chief's report, which will be our country chief.
Thank you, Chair. Good evening, members of the board. My report's going to be fairly lengthy. We have a lot going on with the department that happened last month and moving forward. I'll begin with new hires. So in June of this month, we had three police recruit trainees start the police academy and start on the 5th of June. We also started a police service technician this week. We had one promotion that was effective on Monday. That was our property maintenance supervisor, Everett Cromwell. She's been in that position in an acting role for some time now. We do have one retirement coming up on June 25th, and next week, Alice Brandes, after nearly 25 years of service, is retiring. As far as the hiring front and our background process, we have six police service technicians in background. We have three public safety dispatchers. Current crew background, with one of them scheduled to start on July 1st, and four police recruit trainees in background. And the police recruit trainees are those individuals that we have to still put through the academy. In regards to training,
I'm sorry, so you said that there's three trainees currently in the academy.
Correct.
And the four who are in background check, those have to be pass the background check before they start the academy?
Correct. On the training front, I believe we spoke about this some time ago at one of our reports out, is we're transitioning from so a different type of taser. And we began training this month. We've already had 2 sessions. And our last one will be on June 30th. And that should get most of the SWAT officers up to speed with the new taser tool that we have. And are hoping that the IPA is able to attend our last course on June 30th. Several upcoming events. We have National Night Out coming, occurring on Tuesday, August 5th. And on September 13th, we have our United for Safety event. Typically, the United for Safety event, we have that in summer, July, August-ish. But because of conflict scheduling, vacation, and whatnot, we push it out to September.
And so last September 13th.
September 13th, yes, it'll be great. And then, lastly, we have our Safe and Security Grant Program with a launch date tentatively scheduled for August 25th. This is where residents and business owners in San Leandro can apply for a free Ring camera. The city purchased 1,000 cameras. The program highlights is that, you know, enhanced community safety, deter criminal activity, provide valuable leads to our investigative team when crimes occur. The important piece to note is that participation is voluntary. Video footage will be accessed with resident consent or through the proper legal channel. And with that, Chair, that is our report.
Thank you. Quick question on the Ring camera. So this is something I wasn't aware of, that the city actually went fund the purchase of those cameras for residents.
Correct. Yeah, this was passed by council probably about maybe a year ago or so. That was funds were allocated a while back, and we'll just transition and they can see the positions we're finally able to get as the program off the ground.
Okay. And this is probably a longer discussion, but is the Ring camera connected in any way to the data we gather from SWAT?
No, not at all.
So it's totally separate.
Correct. And then the only way we would have access to it is, say, for example, we give you a camera. If either you volunteer to give it to us, or if we end up getting a court order to access it.
And are there any limits on the retention of those videos?
It's the up to the consumer himself.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Sorry, so I kind of, so the camera thing is like the, so is it like, I know we had, is it, did you say it was July?
That August.
Sorry, August, okay. So it's actually like you guys were giving, I mean, of course we have to apply everything, but you guys are actually giving us a camera, right?
Yes.
And then you guys don't have the information, we have to do that.
Correct. Yes, yeah, so you apply for it and we provide the camera and you do it.
So we can like do it. Like I have a missing one, but I want to apply for another one. I can do that and put it together on my app.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Couple questions. On the Ring camera, what would be the difference if I didn't have a Ring camera that was provided by the city versus having one provided by the city as it relates to you having access to what's on the camera?
So no difference at all. So just as if we had a crime that occurred, we would go door to door and ask individuals if we don't have cameras, and, you know, if they would provide any potential entry footage to us.
Okay, so are you guys keeping a record of who you give the cameras to?
We have, since we're giving cameras away, we would have to have some type of tracking mechanism to show that it was given to an individual or not. Just given to somebody that doesn't know to.
Yeah, and then the last thing, is there on cameras anyway, is there a lot number or a serial number connected to it that you would have that know where that camera is?
I'm going to say my assumption is yes. That's how we would be able to track that we gave that particular camera to an individual.
Okay, now I have another question. On the new tasers, what's the difference between the ones that you use now and the new ones?
So the taser pen actually has 10 probes that can get fired out. So I'll back up a little bit. The current tables we have now, if, when we utilize it, two prongs that come out. So those two prongs have to make contact in order for it to be effective. The new taser that comes out, and I don't know what the distance of it is, but I know the new taser has a longer distance, and it's one probe that comes out at a time. So, for example, in order for me to utilize the new taser, I have to hold up the trigger, hit the target once, and then hit it a second time to get the connection. The new taser is a lot more accurate than the other one. So, for example, if it's a situation where we only have, say, a small window on the individual, two prongs come out, the likelihood of making a contact is going to be limited. Whereas able to fire two projectiles, likelihood with the distance and the accuracy of it to make contact with the intended target.
Clarification, trying to understand. So when you pull it down, two prongs come out at the same
time.
The new one comes and then the second one.
Correct. So the further you are from the individual with the current taser, the bigger the spread is. Whereas the new one we have now, it's a point of shoot. It's going to hit where it's illuminated at that point. Mm-hmm.
So you have to push it twice.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what's the ring cam?
It's a doorbell camera. So you install it in your front door. It captures video motion.
I got it. I'm thinking.
Oh, James Bond stuff right there.
Casey won't know who Dick Tracy is.
I know
that.
Other questions on this? Other parts of your report, or is that? Thank you. I do what is up to the other thing. So this is a good time to welcome Casey. Actually, one of the things on our agenda is to talk about what kind of training to make available for you. This is kind of part of our responsibility here. And so you'll be able to weigh in on that too and tell us what sounds interesting and what doesn't maybe. So when we get to that, but anything you want to say to the group before we move on? Okay, fair enough. Welcome nonetheless. It was a big playing chance. So, okay. Sure.
So the new versus the old taser, is the shock value higher, lower?
I believe it's the same. And for full disclosure, my training's on the 30th. So I haven't actually gone to the training, but we did demo them beforehand. But voltage-wise, I believe it's exactly the same.
Okay. And then are you guys required to do that?
No. Some people elect to do so.
You can buy 30.
No, I'm not. I won't do, but I remember when you said that they had to make that. That's what they're
more corporate than training.
Actually, what I remember, and that, there was a whole presentation actually on who's Taser 10 at the NACO conference last year, which was interesting. And there was, I believe, maybe when your training comes around, there are a lot more bells and whistles in terms of the warning system, the signals, the what right now, the mixed noise before you actually engage it, et cetera. I think there's a whole, they upgraded a lot of that, and also the record of everything from when it's on holster, to when it's actually warning, when it's fired, all that's documented.
Now. Correct, yeah, their audit trail is amazing. Just a couple things I pulled up here was, currently we're at about 25 feet with good range on the current tasers, the new one is 45 feet.
Right, I remember that too, that's a big one. Okay. Thank you.
One more.
Please, go ahead. No, just a demonstration.
Yeah, we can certainly bring that forward, and then you could, they probably, there's plenty of videos out there as well, on YouTube, part of that.
It's a name of the page.
What's that?
It's a name of the
page. Page 10?
So is there a hearing, is there any objection to what, Joseph just requested, that we agenda for the next meeting? Some kind of, orientation about this weapon, or video, but then maybe other information you can provide.
Yeah, I, were you asking for a formal agenda item, or just part of the presentation?
Just part of the presentation. But we can ask this. That's what I thought you were gonna correct.
No, just clarify.
I'll treat it as an agenda item, I don't know. Given the amount of questions we've already had.
Right.
I think you can.
Yeah, great, so that's, so the board secretary's report. So, yeah, like I said, not seeing Denise show up there, so we'll defer the IPA report until she shows up. Eric, is it?
Good evening, board members, members of the public, also the executive chair, Haley's welcome, take a seat. Board of work, if you're in this new role, and this member of our board, and congratulations on your appointment. I'm going to this council meeting. Also, just want to thank the board for the attendance at this, cherry festival, that was extremely well attended event, and just wanted to thank you all for your long period and the events, and to the extent that I'm sure there was a discussion with the community and the leader as well. Feedback or ways in which the event experience can improve pretty well in future years. Please welcome to share that with me.
Well, we've already talked about the float, right? So for a
and that concludes.
Not that though. Actually, I did have a question. Spoke briefly with Eric before the meeting. There's a couple things that I have in mind that I think make sense given the current political reality for us to be prepared to talk about. One of which would be crowd control policies, if you've never reviewed those.
Crowd control?
Yeah. What's involved, you know, how the police respond to an assembly of people protesting.
Oh, right.
Okay. And so that seems to me to so I'll bring it up at the end of the meeting, you guys can tell me yes or no to the agenda that for a future meeting. But the other one is to just understand kind of the implications for the city and for the fiscal fund in particular of our the policy commission that comes with the sanctuary. At the Monday council meeting, the mayor shared and read into the record a joint statement made by all 14 mayors in Macomb County. Simply in support of immigrant rights and you know, reaffirming the commitment to treating our immigrant population and residents appropriately. And, but related to that, well, what happened when I showed up? You know, and it's happening around the country. And you know, well, in LA in particular. But I would like to hear at some point a fuller explanation of what are the protocols that are going to be in place for the police under our sanctuary policy with when I select. And I asked Eric Wilson if he could share about that now. You want to share everything you can?
Good evening, board members. Thank you, Chair Bailey, for your question. I would share that the city has recently published a new city website, or web page, as you say, on the city website, entitled Resources for Undocumented Immigrant Residents. And certainly, there's a lot of resources and information there, including links to city council prior actions. And so we can certainly share a link to that city website.
So you'll provide it back to me. for that, was there any questions for you for that, or Ron?
Yeah.
Joseph?
Well, has the chief taken any officials to set anything about the cooperation?
So the department follows, you know, state laws, reference that the efficient force will not involve any type of immigration enforcement. If, you know, I turn a federal agent comes into Big Sea Alejandro, you know, we can't prevent them from coming into town for whatever enforcement actions that they need to take on behalf of their particular reasons. But as far as cooperating with the immigration enforcement, state laws, they're partake in that.
I have a question. I kind of just saw this on TV, so but they were saying there's a law that they're passing that they don't want any kind of law officials to be wearing masks because there was something going on where they covered their faces. I don't know that law passed, but I saw that. And
you better talking about it. So
does that apply to everything?
Does
that apply to, like, city, police, or is it
federal
police? That's the one. I saw that in
the news. Yeah, I saw something pushed out on it. You know, still has to go through, I forgot, the Senate bill or Senate bill, but yeah. That's what the House is talking about, Governor. So we're talking about ways to go, and I haven't looked at the figures regarding it.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just
like, just related to that. So is there any circumstance now where any of our police officers would be wearing a kind of mask or thing? I see now with basically ski masks in any time in the winter? Like the SWAT team or whatever?
Yeah, there's no necessary policy against it. Right now, you know, one of the issues that comes up is personal protection equipment that may potentially fall under it, whether it's a gas mask or a face covering, an N95 mask type of thing. So there's probably a lot that needs to be flushed out with that.
So it's an open question, you're saying something?
Correct, yeah, there's no policy against it because there's too many unknowns at this point.
Any other questions before we move on? Okay. Where are we now? So now we went back through the chief's presentation on AI, so we'll defer that. And public comment on which? Jump way past public comment. I seem to have a problem with that. So this is the public comment on things that are not on the agenda. So is there any? Do we have any cards for public comment?
We haven't received any cards yet.
Okay. If anybody would like to speak, you just need to... Yes? No?
Yeah.
Okay. Then... Now I'm straight. Okay. So now I'll say we'll defer the chief's presentation.
You want to address new comments?
Pardon?
New comments?
Can you
do
another one? I can do another.
We don't address any comments, but we're going to do any comments.
Go ahead. I'd like to bring it up. I don't remember it up there. Go ahead.
Yes, the board did receive one new comment. The board did receive one new comment and ordered that by email around 4 o'clock, I believe, for the board to review. But we don't bring them into the record directly, it's just part of the administrative record.
Well,
to clarify the procedure, as the city clerk announced, we don't bring those into the record, but since you all received us and have an opportunity to review them, if there's a question or something we'd like to address, as a result of those electronic submissions, now would be the time to address that.
Okay, long question. Are we supposed to respond? Because I did, that's the afternoon. So, that was the question.
Well, if you're asking if it's okay to respond to the member of the public, yes, and encourage them to participate.
Okay, thank you. This is a quiet settlement. But is that the, that what we're talking about? Should we have a question about whether it's okay to expand it at that point?
No, there was a public, comment, with regard to a future agenda item here to discuss, the artificial intelligence policy.
I missed that too. So there is, it's essentially, you don't have to read into it, but it's substance of it that is asking you to take up the AI policy and not future agenda. Is that what it is?
No, it was responding to item number 6A. Regarding the agenda item for the artificial intelligence.
Right.
I don't want to misquote the public statement that is generally in support of reviewing it, and there was several questions from the members of the public regarding the policy.
Okay. Well, maybe by the time that she gets to it, one of us can take a look. So, otherwise, that'll, help us probably proceed after this. All right. So the next item is to talk about the youth training for AC, and hopefully to get another partner before their term is up. But you may not know this, but under our ordinance, all of our regular board members are required to do 30 hours of training. Most of that, frankly, is online. It's been prepared by our independent police auditor, so it's easy to kind of do it at your own pace. But also involve a vital one, which in your case, I guess, I'm not sure, but if you're old enough that you might need parental consent to go on vital one. So we're giving you the ex officio status of your role and just how busy the young students are. We were hoping that with have to require for 30 hours of training to do, but the purpose of this agenda is to lower it, but the minimum we think is important that you get exposed to and chance to learn from to be able to fully participate in the meeting. So, so we're just going to open the floor to that. I did copy a list of the topics that are covered by the all of us had to go through and did take a look at those. And honestly, from my perspective, even with 4 hours of writing on, I think you probably condense it to more like a total of 10 hours versus 30. And I can give you a list of the basic topics that I thought would be useful for pacing. But let me hear from your other thoughts about this.
So, have you identified which ones that you think is most important here and the ones not? To be honest with you, I thought the entire 30 hours was very important, although it was 30 hours. I'd be comfortable with half of that 15 hours. There's a lot of stuff in that she needs to see and learn to be able to have the conversation. With understanding everything that goes on. I do think, when we visited the center over in Dublin, was another one that they helped and dispatch.
I'll explain more what that is in a moment, but other thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with the three items Keith mentioned, and also in the program learning, the part that I seem to retain the most, that was simple enough and to digest, was like the little skits that were acted out with people. This is how this police officer reacted in this situation. And then the after is this is how it should have gone.
And that was under constitutional policing, wasn't it? Remember?
It was over. It was not all on one subject, it was just a minute of it.
Well, or loan in the X. Okay. Any helpful? Other comments?
I agree with Chief on the one that we did in Dublin. I mean, I know that was a special thing with the Chief, but because the simulation training, I think it went out because it's like not, I mean, she definitely environmental went out because she can, you know, she can see what their job is. But that one, the simulation training, at least for me, it really is like in your face because we had to actually be, you know, geared up and kind of like, we get a more of a realistic view of the day and like what we're talking about. Right along, you don't get all of that. You know, we only see the calls and stuff, but I think the simulation thing. And some of us members might want to think about retaining that.
Okay.
I guess one question.
Yeah,
what is the requirement for the ordinance?
For the ordinance requires the, plus survival. Okay, so it comes out of the things like the sitting on, things like the government, the use of force simulation at the sheriff's office, things like we're add on. So some of those actually have done from the board. And they weren't necessarily required in the group. But also fair to say, we have not revisited turning you all into the table. For Laida and Peter, for example, you know, for being useful to get a sense of, well, what really, what was that? As a group, we've never talked about evaluating that trend. You know, what are things most critical, and what we should sustain going forward. So maybe there's an opportunity here for us to look at, not right now, but to take a fresh look at it. And not just go by the hours requirement of the ordinance, but really substance wise, what do we think we want to encourage, especially since we are relying on the IPA that provides an IPA, put it together. So I don't know what to ask now. Do you think we ought to have an ad hoc committee that to look at every training? That for, you know, for here going forward, not just for cases, but overall.
Yeah, I mean, refresher always helps, but I think initially when we were getting together, it was like trying to start the board and you know, it was like kind of frustrating, like, oh, I want to get to the point where I'm like, you know, but then the training, again, if the ordinance requires 30, I don't think anyone should be cheated out of the training. It was painstaking, but, you know, I completed it and it was very helpful in how I viewed some of the stuff that's in front of me because I had to train me after I remember they asked me not that we continue to move on. Some of that stuff comes back, and the one that I kind of remember again, I can't remember what it was, but the gentleman talking about the biggest thing with police in the community is being treated with respect. If you remember that one, right? And that was the one that before I even saw that, I thought that was, you know, police's issue, period, right? So that would be very important because it gives you a different perspective on how the community and the police kind of work together in respect to that.
Thanks. So I'll go back to my question, though. If we get back to the word sitting down, some set of us, and going through what we experienced before, maybe even having dashboards and meets on a Zoom call or a subcommittee, and just take a fresh look at the thing. I think the whole board is what I'm suggesting. Because we had for 3 years in there, we haven't done it. I know, I'm sorry about that.
Reality check.
Well,
actually, that might be Peter. Do you think that would be helpful? Just for the sake of the room. Well, you got a chance to go through that.
What is the current training?
Pardon?
What's the current training? I just got a bunch of links. Downloaded it in a stack of papers.
Right.
Is that the same?
A lot of it was, but like I said, not everything was online through the IPA. Some was done with, you know, presentations here, but you know, the Brown Act. And then things like obviously the ride-along, the sit-along, the sheriff's thing, we're all on top of. So the kind of case of looking at the, all of what we have.
Okay, because you're asking a question, I believe as an as-needed basis. Like if we're going to be talking about a policy and trying to remember what that should look like, then maybe before we dive into it deeply, let's go back and look at the training as opposed to going over. The thing about training is the stuff is sometimes cold storage if you're not applying it to what we're doing, right? So on an as-needed basis, it might work out.
We need to use the word refreshing before you think. Some kind of, as opposed to an evaluation or a training. I think it'd be good to have just a meeting set aside for the refresher on, and then we can ask people what things we make sure we cover in that refresher afterward. That makes sense. But not an ad hoc committee, but we'll have a future meeting we'll call it a refresher, but have people like what topics are most important.
The question for the city attorney. If we had, it wouldn't violate the Brown Act for all of us in that capacity.
For training, there is a particular meeting that allows it. If it's a training or a workshop, I don't know that we've had it for training.
Well, no, that's the idea. It would be, for example, if we said our September meeting. There's going to be a refresher on GBLB training. And then ahead of that, get people to say, well, here, I think we'll make sure that we cover the topics. And then we arrange that, work it out with the police and the FDA that to conduct that session.
Understood. So there's a particular form for the workshop, things that aren't going to be
for
sessions that could do it. And you still have to be able to provide the location to make it available to the public. If I have a conference, I can do that.
So it'll be a format for that. So it'll be a separate meeting from our general meeting than that we have.
Eric's gonna comment on that.
Sure. What I would suggest is, and this is certainly within the scope, if you all would like to direct us as part of the main agenda item on your September meeting is training on the presentation side. We simply do that and we devote the delayed meeting to training. And that's very stand here, the practice we've done here with other commissions, in fact, sometimes in the city council. That would be my recommendation. I mean, that's an optional, it's not even necessary. We could just schedule a regular meeting with the city manager. And then
probably did what's trained with the doctor.
Exactly.
Perfect. This is helpful. Not sure how to do that. Where am I? Okay, I'm sorry.
The training that Peter is into now or is about to begin, is it the same training that I have?
Yeah. It's the stuff that was online for my VA. That's why he's talking about the legal papers.
Okay. I don't remember so much the legal papers, I just remember the VA's does the IPA and their different locations, do they have to do the same thing?
My understanding from Jeff is the closest IPA role we have to us is Petaluma, and we were formed before they were, so I think certainly that looked to the kinds of methods that we were including, but it's not the same. You know, they may cut paste some of that to Petaluma, but they got their own. It's a different kind of body, you know.
This is Denise. I'm on, and I apologize for being late, everyone. But I know Aaron put together all of the training initially, and then I went through it with new members. So it's custom for you guys, for your board and your board type. But we can always come up with new or more current, you know, training as needed, as you all want.
Thank you for that. Welcome. And you didn't even sound out of breath. That's good.
I had a friend into it. If you need me to read off numbers, I can. But for the IPA report, but I'm just listening, and you let me know if you have any questions.
Okay, let me go back to that if you need to. So kind of get back to the basic issue here of what are we obliged to do in terms of Casey's ex officio clinical role training. We've assumed we have some flexibility there. The original ordinance talked about 30 hours when they were student positions that were full board members like us. So we amended the ordinance since then to create a new role. And I would argue that the ordinance is silent on what level of training is required for them, but maybe I should ask Georgia. I hesitate to do that, by the way.
It's just seeing the music break up.
I think it's fair to say there's some room for interpretation given the new role. I will just point the board to the relevant section, it's 1.3.1.7.3.0 of that step before training can be done. And it does say that they, number two items need to be approximately $30 a day. So it's not a hard money introduction.
Okay, 15 hours. I hear things though, right? So what I'm hearing is we probably should be at least giving you a chance to learn from more rather than less. And I think what might be helpful to you is if you come up with a fresh list of the things that are going to be available online for the IPA, maybe identify those things we think are the most important from our own experience, and then the rest, if you really motivated and want to punch it deeper, there is a ton of really good material. We'll leave it at that for a moment. And I'll give you a quick idea of some of the stuff. In person, for example, and that can be done with a meeting, like Susan and I could meet with you, for example, to give you an overview of how we got created, how we operate, and here's the ordinance, the administrative procedures that we operate under. You may, reinforce some of the basics of the Brown Act, and you can also get that directly from city. We have annual reports that are actually pretty comprehensive, that will give you a good idea kind of what are some of the policies we've been in the past, with what to go. So there's that. So maybe we should rank that offline, but maybe the three to get together maybe a good first step. In terms of the virtual, the IPA website, what we've been talking about, here are some of the topics that Casey that are there. Policing in America, which is reflective of the history of policing, how it started in this country, going back to the 1700s to now. They also included a link to a NACO. NACO is the National Association. To be noticed in law enforcement, which we are doing well. And there's a webinar that's an overview of oversight. There's a lot of different models around the country. It is one site. That was available on that website. There's also making basic information about the so-called peace officer's civil rights, which is to understand what happens if an officer is being for misconduct or facing discipline or internal investigation, what are their rights. For us to kind of understand that aspect of their lives. And then there's IPA has their own, and their law enforcement experience and whatnot, kind of what they call best practices. So they'll share some of their ideas about that. And quick constitutional policing is one of their topics. So they can get an idea of what's there, and that's just touching on it. But then a lot of it is, like Tim mentioned, there's kind of scenario presented and you get to see here's what was done wrong, here's what was a better, example of a better outcome. So I think that's all we could probably get done now.
I was just going to expand on that further, just if you don't give you to the extent you all can see this background information, that you would certainly count that time. according to training. So certainly if you could just follow up with the after and say, hey, we even met,
and if you know, right, and now we kind of you have a met me. Yeah, but I have a hard time not talking a lot, so we'll probably go a little bit. Lots of help.
We'll be rolling the background now.
go ahead.
Just to cap off, since we're talking about how relevant it is nowadays, and maybe the training be updated to be fun. So,
okay, we could, or we could just have, we'll go through that at the same time. I hope it's not going to do that. And we've gone through that yet. So,
I want to be reaching out to Casey or Rabbi.
What?
Who would be reaching out to Casey for a
Actually, I forgot. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I can work with, and would you need parental consent? Probably.
Yeah, under 18, we've got that.
It would be fun online.
What?
And it'll probably be during earlier evening hours.
Yeah, my day number
is. Yeah. So, just so I know, where are we leaving this then? Who's initiating that? Are we trying to do that as a first step? That's fine.
That's what we started with.
Sorry, I can follow up with Assistant Chief Torres and provide them with the case of email address. And then Assistant Chief Torres can ensure a member of the SLPD team reaches out to Casey. Does that sound good? Or alternatively, we could provide the, if there's a designated point person on your side, we could do the info to Casey.
I think
that would
be good.
Anyway, I'll provide Assistant Chief Torres with Casey.
And thank you. I think this is what we need to do there.
Chair, we need for the interruption. Before you move on, we have another question about the
So as a, because 16, you're saying should be public comment?
Correct.
Is there any public, comment on what we've discussed so far in terms of how to orient train Casey as a as officially a board member? Hearing none, I will move on. Thank you. Vinny, do you want to, you're in the car, does it make any sense for you to try to provide a review of your report, or should we just defer to the next meeting?
I would probably to defer it.
Okay.
Mostly because while I'm out of the car, I'm literally helping a friend get out of the car with the mirror, so
Okay, so we're gonna defer the IPA report. And then if you can just cover both months when it comes up next month, it'll be okay. I'm talking about the line. Maestro here. This is a Casey, for your information, this is an ongoing gag where he always gets me for running over in the meeting. So
always, because you always run over.
You get a lot done now. We have to defer what? So maybe this is the time to do a quick update on the outreach effort, then do the review of the annual report, and we'll see if the if any sense to try to do the AI, I don't know whether that needs to be referred to, since it's not here. A couple things. Jenny, do you want to?
So just to remind the board members who contact me about Farmers Market outreach is next Wednesday. I know you guys already, just wanted to remind you guys about that, the one that already approved with me.
Do we have one?
We do.
Great. Any and who's raised the, who are the people joining?
I think I got Jim and Joseph, you come from, right? And so that's the four of us.
So two. It's three to seven. So Casey, what we're talking about now is part of our strategy for helping the public know who we are. The other question was having an information table. We did it at the Chili Festival. And we're probably doing it next week's farmers market. And I think we're going to try to do another one later.
Yeah.
Like September too.
But that's still in process. Hopefully in the future you could be able to answer the one of our students. We can always use an extra hand if you would like to help us next Wednesday at the farmers market downtown. Well, it's from 3 to 7, so yeah, but we usually do 2 hour increments. So like 3 to 5 or 5 to 7.
I just need to connect with one of you guys ahead of time before I have my understanding about my house.
Well, so
I'm already there, huh? So we've got 3 people and then 2 people?
Okay, so
I'm already signed up, good to know.
Whatever, right?
Okay, that's fine. Still would be helpful to connect people in, but
okay.
Either have somebody come by and get my stuff or work and around it, kind of close by, and parking doesn't get easier, so it might be easier to have one of you guys come by and get the stuff. Speaking of which, do you have any city flags? We're like almost out of it. And we got plenty of flyers, I think, but we don't have any pamphlets too much time.
We're considering driving that flyers. Okay, there's someone who can set up one person from the board.
I don't like to find out.
Sure. We can do it just. I need to access some of the stores. So you see where I've been. I would coordinate, the days ahead.
After the Cherry Festival, I'm a bag of law.
Pardon?
Follow Casey.
Pardon? Okay. How do you see? We're getting into the real nitty gritty now, Casey, for you guys. It's kind of too much information, but okay.
Bob, don't you have any
people with you? I
have plenty of law. Okay, can we move on? There's a lot going on. So that also, Jenny, you went to the chat with the chief event. I think you wound up getting away from us. The copy of the cops for that?
Yeah, the one I seen just now?
Yeah,
I did.
And unfortunately, I actually closed the space since we got it. I wish I'd been there. What did anyone say about it? Was there a lot of people? Or?
Actually, I was surprised getting that information. It was really early in the morning. So I was really surprised with that they had a great turnout, and but a little bit older people tend to want to do things early, while the rest of us have a hard time trying to do that. But it was, it has been a great, and I mean, I think it's a great idea that, you know, people did it at the senior center, this.
Right.
It kind of outreaches for them too, so they can know the police is there for them.
So we talked about already the farmers market. For next Wednesday, between 27, we got plenty of support for that. That's great. We'll be pleasure to have Stacy join us. Two other things I want to mention, actually three. The chief's report already mentioned it, but the national night out, which, is anybody familiar with what that is?
Isn't
one of
the like
all
the like all
the
meetings
get
together and
they
like
just
do
the pop-ups and people. The original idea, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but was to take back the street, basically. Stop, you know, use the street, demonstrate that this is, you know, our turf, and that, you know, and get to know your neighbors. Big part of the whole idea of the block rush program. And so it became a national event. So it was run this night, Tuesday, August 5th. Usually it's parts of the town that already have a neighborhood watch, but I can't remember. Do you remember how many there were last year?
No, not off the top of my head, but we did see a slight dip post COVID, but it started trending up. And then what ended up happening is a lot of the neighborhoods ended up kind of combining.
Right.
But we have several parties on the same street and it was bigger.
Yeah. And then and the police and the fire came to visit those, neighborhood gathering. I know we have one in my neighborhood. Does everybody, I'm just curious, how many of you have anything, you know, in your neighborhood or anybody that wants to join one, I'm welcome to join my neighborhoods. But it's going to be a nice event, and it's, you know, the flip it again, it's going to get to know your neighbor, but also it's another kind of United sort of public safety, common interest, but also it is a nice opportunity to meet some of the local heat officers and fire. Usually when the fire department shows up with one of their trucks, the kids go nuts and love it. And so it's just kind of a nice community building under them. So that's that. Related to that, the police have been United for Safety event, but now we have more time. It's not just December 13th. But we usually have a table there too. So we'll be looking for volunteers.
Is it the police?
That's what you just told.
Oh, the good news is that others.
Yeah, usually they have others, but not others. So we will need to plan for that to the table, because we usually have people covering that. That's not as long an event, but it's more like the length of the, yeah, so it's more the length of the farmer's market. So we can follow up on that. I think, well, the other main thing, I don't know, is we need to get working on this information brochure, the content for that. So Jenny, what do you want to do next on this?
I think before we talk about that, I think Joseph had brought up something. Joe, do you want to bring up your idea to Eric? It's nothing about the shirt.
Oh, we can do that. Right?
Yeah.
Then
can we
love
that?
Sure.
Do you want to bring it up to what you think the proposal that you wanted to do that?
Yeah, I was going to send Eric a memo, but it's basically try to get the police department on the internet. Pizza with the police department, and there's the B, and it would be basically, you know, we estimated two slices of pizza for approximately 100 people. That could be an overestimate. Something like that. The city would be able to cover it. It would be like a red apple pizza. It's eight slices of pizza. It could be one topping. Eight slices of pizza. Pizza.
Right. But, well, right when you sent out, I saw, it looked like the estimate was between $400 and $600, depending on how many people.
Right.
So, Chairman Ballpark attending the meeting for meeting?
Well, first off, thank you. I appreciate the board raising this idea and have an opportunity just to appreciate this. I've taken notes on the idea and I'd like to have an opportunity to discuss in front of my I can follow up with the board back there from the board back there. At the next meeting, what I can do, I appreciate the idea. I'm not able to give an answer either way right now. I just need a chance to, have check in internally.
That's what we want to do, because we actually don't go with that.
Understood.
We can help financially.
Understood. Like I said, I just want to have a chance to just.
That's fine.
Yeah, elevate the idea with my colleagues internally. Yeah, and I agree with
what I need around September.
Yeah.
If I may.
Yep.
So we are, the departments are planning to do a chief Philip Cops event. I don't have dates from you, but I know it is in the future. So, having two events back to back may be problematic, but we already have a plan. So we just need to get all four of them attended.
That would be great,
also.
Yeah,
that would be great,
also. Okay, I know you guys are welcome. But do you know, is it going to be September? Like, that's what we're thinking about doing that.
We have to find out. I don't have the date in front of me, but it is in your future that we're finding out.
So let's go. So first, let's see if it's in the city. Then we can figure out the scheduling. And maybe it's October.
That's why I wanted to bring it up for them.
I just would like to say a couple things. One is, I always understood this to be kind of an effort on our part in coordination with the police, but for them to focus beyond meet and greet us. Here's a chance to learn what the CPRB does. And for them to see that we work in cooperation with the police is a good thing. But the idea was to really, how do we get out the word about what we do? And also, perhaps create a vehicle where we have some hearing from the public that can maybe be able to be paying attention to. We're looking at that was my vision.
So then it's different than though Smith and the assistant chief speak like back to back, it's problematic. And you're saying pizza with the police, they're saying pizza with the police, and that expectation that the police is going to be there. But if we're doing pizza with the police review board, then that's totally different, and that's what it should be called.
That's fair. And I guess that what I was assuming all along is that we would want police to join us. Not trying to compete with the police, but also using the vehicle to kind of get out the word on here. Is that consistent with what you want to do, Joseph, or my often doing it?
That's correct. I don't say mine.
So that's the interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
I haven't been to National Night Out or coffee with the cops and all different versions of this. But when they happen, how many police will we got?
Well, you can answer better, but go ahead.
We usually have maybe 20 staff, and it's a mixture of not just police officers, but our dispatchers, record professional staff that are there. At the senior center event, we had at least definitely more people than community members. So it was a good opportunity for us to engage one-on-one.
Well, and I think for that, to think about that, I think it's fair to say that if we have an event that's really about we invite police, that we would hopefully be pretty bad thing advance on your coverage for the day, that a smaller number would be welcome, but fine. Right. So hopefully it's not purposefully that way.
Well, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
At every meeting we hear, we're trying to retain those. How many do we have in the funnel? And so it works. Anyway, yeah, my question. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else on the. So, my last question, Jim, was about this brochure. What do we need to get that off the ground? Developing the text for it.
I don't know if it means
anything. Well, I thought it was. We left it with the community outreach committee.
We are on that one. Yeah. So it's me, you, and
Either Joseph or Tim. But, you know, that's not how it went. No,
it's Joseph.
Okay.
Right? That's a few of it.
Look, I mean, so we're being careful here, right? We're doing it as a subcommittee.
Right.
So we don't have three. And I've already given folks, I can send it if needed, a list of the things I thought should be covered in the brochure, and I gave you an example of the one that the Berkeley oversight of the meeting for the template or whatever.
I think it was Eric,
we certainly we have the flyers, or well, we have those the camera flyers.
Right.
Was it
like
that one?
Yeah, she was working on it.
So she's on the media, she's
on. She can help us work. Which the brochure
we're talking
about here? Yeah. So she's probably working on it.
Who's
working
on it?
No, I'll talk to her.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned because we're trying to leak out of whatever we're putting guardrails on ourselves around this ad hoc meeting stuff enough.
That's what I was trying to
do. Why was the Brown Act? I'm trying to understand who are the three people that were going to hunt them and know who they're touched base with to move them. So if you're saying Saeed is one of the people, and if you're one of the people, I know. Okay.
I'll take Joseph.
Okay, so people will work with Saeed and Jenny, then I think we got it, right? That's all I need to know. And the idea again is that from the time we actually put this together, what is the connotation of publishing?
I would think within a month. The other thing I would share, there's some blogs just making more work better collaborative complex solution. I would share the trend these days. I know someone always had mentioned this trifold brochure idea, which I acknowledge the city years ago did use that style. The current style we typically use these days is like a flat card, maybe larger than a postcard, and it's flat and it's on a nice, very thick card style, glossy, it looks very, very prime for premium, and then it includes a lot of information that has that QR code box. That someone can then pull a smartphone around it, and then it opens up even more information. That is the more modern trend for these types of materials than the traditional trifold that we used in past years. I know Sarah said it was developed by that conversation with the communications team. That's kind of the standard now that we've used. And those are pretty straightforward to develop. Again, also welcome to feedback and sharing. That is kind of the new status that I've classified as our standard outreach material, standard that the city is using for most of the outreach channel.
I agree with the 1000% modern, trifold or thing in the past, QR code is what we moved into because everybody has a smartphone, but having information with a postcard would probably work better than anything. Just allowing information.
Good, and that's good to know. You should make sure if Lane is already working on this or thinking about it, that she should know about this change so she's not working with the whole concept.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that we still pay attention to the concept. It's a QR code. It's going to lead them to what? To make it clear about what's going to be there. But it does simplify the whole publishing idea and get that much sooner and make it faster. Simpler. Okay. I'll ask you guys to get an update that you need.
Okay.
So, okay.
I want to make sure I'm working. The three names, so you just read them aloud.
Three names I have.
Saeed, Keith, and Jenny.
Thank you.
So,
I have one more question. familiar rights. Why is there happening? This is where we're going to work with the YAC.
I can check in on that.
So that was really a YAC sponsored. You were up there, but. It was idea of a know your rights kind of card pilot that could be disseminated to residents and others who could be impacted by it. It's talking about the know your rights.
Yeah. There was a commission to bring up the proposal, like, I'd like to comment. Like, there's, like, some issues with, like, getting the know your rights paper approved, so, like, they have, like, the documents.
So it's an approval process of converting it. I don't know where it stands now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll
get it. Okay. All right. So I'm going to end this. Do we have any public comment on any of the questions? Rambling about here for a bit? Yes? No? Okay. Hearing none. I'm up for them. Clearly we're going to have to defer the chief's presentation. Anyway.
Sure, I can hear.
I'm going to ask you not to.
Okay.
Because we got one action item in the meeting yesterday, which is going to be the meeting report. But thank you for the offer.
Thank you.
Hopefully everybody had a chance to look at it. It's excuse all the while formatting issues with it. The fonts that are wrong, italics and bold. That aside, we obviously need to make corrections about the assumed, and I hope that Jason will be joining us soon, so we need to correct that, where it was referred to in the report, or the draft report. Any comments on what the content itself? In an effort to identify what felt were highlights, and then I had gone over that, and then tried to some of the information is just replicated from the previous annual report. So we're not revisiting the background history of how we got created. We're using exactly the same language, unedited, from what we used in the last 2 years. And part of that was, when we first did it, was to have that vetted by the AM's office, so they were comfortable with how we presented that history. And so we're assuming there's no need to change any of that. There's a write-up essentially on what happened with our review of the de-escalation and use of force policy. And the other thing would be, of course, the RIPRA data analysis and contextual traffic stuff. So that, we'll try to describe that in some detail. It does refer to other reviews we did. At least in my judgment, it doesn't seem to need as much explanation. Like, we did look at the dash cams and the lighting of camera policies. We did look at the number of filter equipment policy and the use report. So, we cover that. The idea here would be to share with the public what are you doing. And where appropriate, give them links to whatever you can find more information. There are things that are required by the ordinance, like our attendance record, so those are in there. As well as what are current terms and whatnot. And then there is a summary of generic of expenditures for the CPRB and IPA in the past year. And then we attach the work plan, and we attach the IPA report, which we already have received. I think we provided that to you, but actually they own that anyway, so it's not something we're going to edit. They did share with me, I gave them a quick comment, And but otherwise, that's in play. So, you know, this is not nice to have this requirement. That's what the city council wants to include here. The other thing I'll just tell you that, there's formatting stuff. We'll take care of that. It's like an important sort of couple of photos. We have some nice photos from the Story Festival. I'd probably include one from the NACO conference, which is relevant to the data topic. In the last one, I think we did it in both of the previous reports. We did have an item at the end called accommodation. Basically, just a chance to, aside from the phone call, to the meeting, you know, are there some things that interested the, you would like to come in as a police public? In the past, we've done it around the planning effort. So I don't know if there's, you know, if any of you have ideas right now of what we might cite, but we just bullet forms, but, are there any particular things that you think would be appropriate for us to list as accommodations in our including efforts for sure today? Anything else? Jamie?
I might have mentioned it before, but I really think it's commendable.
IPA and police stand-ups for that matter, right? IPA and police.
As an observer looking in these presentations that have come about, I just think they're working well. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think they're doing a really good job at, like, more like their own community outreach. Like, they're out there, you know, like, such as, like, the coffee, the cops. They have to be there at, like, farmers market. So kind of like community, that growing community,
Okay. I mean, personally, I would like to really include mention in as a highlight, you know, that. One of the remarkable things I think this past year, the big topics of use of force and racial profiling and contextual stuff. The chief really initiated a lot of the idea of really collaborating, where we get in the same room, our ad hoc committee with the chief and command staff, and with the IPA to together, you know, have the conversation about the proposal. As opposed to, we put out a memo, we can freeze it, respond to it. So I think that's a really positive development. It produced really good results from my perspective. And personally, I would like to look at that as one of the conversations. Does that make sense? Okay. And I can have Jeff, yes, you know, appreciate it. I think it's really cheap. Let's see. It is mentioned, you know, and you do it in the action that right in the past, and this is recorded in this draft of the report on the particular draft stuff. We committed to the chief for the commitment to the implicit bias amendment. Is that worth reiterating here, or is it that where it shows up to the potential draft? A quick thought. Okay, so it's just redundant. Okay, that's good. Then any other
question about the report?
Yeah.
I know it's in June 30th, correct?
Yep.
So does it cover 30th and July 1 to June 30th?
It's basically, it's the
So, tonight's report, tonight's new member.
That's it.
And at
Yeah. Jason listed. What I'm having to do is take out Jason because I have anticipated it.
Okay, I have a rough draft.
Yeah, so that's, and I will make the changes that I've just described and have these conversations to share with you before we send it up. All right?
Okay.
I think that's if the draft call. Is there any other thing that you think we should have been covered in the annual report that weren't? Or anything you just put in there to see how we adjust it? Hopefully, it captures what we do pretty well. So, in that case, should I have a motion to accept the draft report with the changes we talked about?
I'll second.
Okay. So, Keith and Jenny, so it's approved with the, that that is discussed at the meeting. And all those in favor? All those opposed? For future of the case, I'm not going to count you. Because we can't.
We can.
but the basic MLRB is that you can and should participate in any of the discussion. But when it comes to actually the formal vote, we'll look at this. Don't take offense.
So much of it. Yeah.
Can you explain why?
Yeah. Okay. You can take the heat when he said later over.
I can do that offline.
Well, where is my? I'm hearing who the agenda. I will have to leave. We're going to meet with basically be able to go over that. The whole issue of why it went from the.
Well, I was on the line.
Order. So here's a chance for, we'll just go around quickly. Any kind of final remarks for, you want to make or anything you want to propose for Joseph?
Well, I'd like to just welcome you to our board and in fact, we're going to live and back to that. And here's the thing that we're going to have a good time to help you in the future.
I think it's important what you noted about crop control and in training or whatever. I think what I'll be examining what and how the food is going to react.
Regardless,
well, we have potential just tomorrow or Juneteenth, but there's other things similar. Even though we pledge allegiance to the flag and talk about indivisible,
fair enough.
I just want to say, welcome, Casey. I think I may have seen you on that before, right? Because I did a presentation with one of, I think, with a couple of the board members.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome. Well, how long did it take us to finally get a new member? I mean, what, 2 years? So, I personally am sure the rest of the board members are happy that you're here.
I want to say welcome as well, and I want to thank Chair, and then we have the bad word saying we're during this meeting, it seems unfair.
That's not how it works, okay.
I think we should be chair.
You can revoke anytime, you can ask me.
I'm
expecting this, okay. For the next meeting, anyway, Corey said, welcome, but I will reiterate what Dale said. We're looking forward to your input. I appreciate the Gory volunteer to join folks for the farmers market. And it's really one of the few opportunities we've got, like, choice of for us today, because we've been going to the outside of this whole week. So it really helps to, you know, spend some of these people outside of here. So here's the things that I listed that are carryover. So there's a fair amount of it. So there's the carryover item of the chief's presentation on IPA. The IPA report would be carried over, but essentially it's just, you know, they will give us 2 months to report for 1 month. The review of cloud control, question is, if we got the AI presentation from the chief, maybe crowd control, well, what do you think? Should it be initially agenda for this next meeting, or should it be deal with the baby?
I think this is money, but I think we should give her the time for the AI presentation.
Right.
I think we should focus, or at least allow as much time as that one is needed for that. That's just my suggestion.
Anybody disagree with that? And then almost done here. So we're going to update again on the community outreach, the community brochure, and these other things that we have to plan for. I'd like to do an update on the NACOL regional conference. If you remember, and I'm going to put this in your calendar. It's Wednesday and Thursday, August 26th to 27th. I'm sure you have that right. I don't know the site yet. I've actually been running a planning meeting here just for July 2nd. But it's definitely going to be in the Bay Area. We'll talk about the city's already indicated they would cover registrations. So after that planning meeting, I'll know a lot more. I'll be able to use the details on that in July, but I hope. Okay, it's not all. This is where you can end, because especially since not even the chance of taking the national conference, it would be really bad. We'll be impressed with the people that are going to be there from just the Bay Area. It's San Jose, Berkeley, Oakland, San Francisco, us, Sonoma County, all those are active. Now with that woman that doesn't get through that gym. Okay, that's my pitch for that. So we'll give you an update on that. And I think that's plenty, right? Thank you. So the phaser kind of, I'll call it orientation or whatever, but information, right? It's like presentation. Chief, do you think that's too much to do in one meeting with the AI?
So I just want to confirm AI presentation July 2 and July control September.
Yeah. So what I'm asking is
doable. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do that, and thank you for that catch. I think that's it. And I'm going to adjourn the meeting.
Okay.